Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's head off to Pete Najarian. We call football and finance. Pete, of course, a great college football player, played in the NFL as well, and a legendary high school player too. And, of course, he's become a bit of a legend among traders and people that watch markets with his appearances on CNBC along with his brother. Pete, good morning.
Good morning, Dave. Hope you're doing well today.
When you were coming out of college as a very highly acclaimed athlete and you had a very impressive academic resume as well, did you see this kind of future in the business world?
You know, I really didn't. I never really focused much on the business world, actually, when I was coming out of high school and getting into college. I was looking at being a doctor sometime. And I was pre-med and followed along with my dad for a long period of time. I worked in the research labs at the University of Minnesota, as a matter of fact, in the offseason of when I was playing in the NFL. And I'll tell you what a great experience that was. And you know, it was just all about timing, Dave, and the timing was right for me to not get into medical school right after football, but did it or thought about doing it afterwards. And in the meantime, I was just going to go work for basically a couple of months down in Chicago in the options world, and I've been there ever since. So it's been a great path. It's been a lot of fun. It's a lot of interesting things that go into the financial world that fortunately I had a pretty decent math background as well. So I adapted to it really quickly.
Well, that was a good call. That was a good audible, Pete. Well done.
Well, I appreciate that. Although, you know, I did love the life of medicine. I watched my father. I always admired everything about what he did and helping people and saving people. And, you know, that was something that I really wanted to do, Dave. But, all of a sudden I was almost a 30-year-old guy when I got out of football. And I didn't know that I wanted to go through the commitment to go to all the different years that you've got to go, not only medical school, but then through your residency and so forth. I think that this worked out as a better path for me.
Hey, Pete, speaking of that, the commodity prices, what's going on there? They seem to be going trending higher.
Yeah, it's really been impressive to watch, especially, you know, everybody is most familiar, of course, with crude oil. And it really is something marvelous to watch. But it's not just crude. It's copper. It's all kinds of different areas of the space when you're talking about the commodities, silver, gold, all of that. But I think crude and copper are probably the ones that I pay most attention to, just because all of the effects that has economically for all of us. And the price of crude's gone from, in November or late October, we were in the mid-30s, and here we are now trading around 60, up or down either side of 60. And copper's had a really extraordinary run as well. And as a matter of fact, when we've talked about some of the housing and all the growth that we've seen there, Dave, one of the things that's holding them back now a little bit is the cost of lumber has been going up, 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 and it's been an extraordinary run. And actually, because of that, that's kind of slowing things down a little bit, just because those costs and that affects the margins for all these big builders that are out there, the Pulteys and Lennars and everybody else. And, you know, so it is something that I think we all do need to pay attention to.
Let me ask you about inflation, Pete. We haven't talked a lot about that, but are you concerned about higher inflation?
I think we all should have some concerns about that, yes. And, we've had this incredible run, and everybody knows that. But if you really go back, and it's now almost exactly a year ago, some of the fear that people had in the market and a lot of what was going on, and now, of course, we've got Janet Yellen talking about the stimulus package and wanting to get that $1.9 trillion and feeling that the bigger the better kind of a thing for the economy. I think there's a lot of different factors, and the thing that I think has changed in the markets, Dave, has been the acceleration of how fast things are really coming at us, and we've got to move with that much quicker as well. And the movement, when I say that, I mean in the markets themselves and in every aspect of the markets, including when we look at, you know, what's going on with inflation and some of the issues that we might start facing in the not-too-distant future if we continue at this path.
You know what's interesting, Pete? I don't know if Ford will have an uptick in their stock today, but there's stories coming out now. I've been reading several of them as a pickup truck driver myself for years since I was a little punk. But 2021 Ford F-150 hybrid pickup owners in Texas have been using their new trucks to power their homes because it has this onboard generator.
Is that amazing or what? I mean, that just shows you how remarkable things have happened over a very short time frame, and especially because it's Ford and all of the push that they've made forward in terms of what they're trying to do in the hybrid world. And it's extraordinary. I don't know that that's necessarily something that's going to move the stock price for Ford. And it's had a hard time for a long period of time, Dave. And as a matter of fact, right now, it's interesting because that's the strength for GM and for Ford and for any of those that are making the pickup trucks right now. But I'll tell you what, the problem is becoming a real problem, which is a shortage of chips, the semiconductor type chips, not the old Dutch chips you and Maxie talk about. These are the semiconductor chips. and the fact that, you know, there's a shortage and they cannot keep up with demand right now. And there are so many semiconductor chips that go into these vehicles now that, it's really becoming a bit of an issue, and it in some ways is somewhat holding back the ability to deliver these pickup trucks. So it's a very interesting and complicated world that we live in today, but it's great for anybody because we all know what's going on down in Texas and how difficult that is and the struggles they're dealing with. So whatever's working, if it works like that, that's phenomenal. And I tell you what, I couldn't be happier for those people because they've really been dealing with a difficult time.
Hey, before you go, Carson Wentz to Indianapolis. What do you think?
Boy, isn't that interesting? It really is. You know, I loved him as a kid coming out of school, and he's had the struggles. He's had a lot of injuries. I think he's going to be a great fit for that franchise. And I will say this. I don't like what they got back in the trade for Philly. They already have their quarterback, Jalen Hurts, who's a great quarterback. I love that kid coming out of Oklahoma. And I think he'll be able to step right in. But I think Carson Wentz fits that offense with the Colts really, really well. So I'm excited for him to get the opportunity and have a fresh start.
Pete, I look forward to seeing you on CNBC and hopefully seeing you soon one of these days. But as always, great to have you on the show here on these Friday mornings.
Appreciate it, Dave. Look forward to it. And we'll talk to you next week. Take care.
He is Pete Najarian here on WCCO Radio, and you catch him on CNBC, too. Right now at WCCO, we are 3 minutes away from 9. That means Corey's coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.